You're listening to Own Your Creativity with Story Coach Elizabeth Johnston. Hello, everyone, and welcome to day three of Empower Your Path, 30 days of self-leadership. If you haven't joined yet, this is a free 30-day experience, and you can join at bit.ly/self-leadership2024. And that's all one word, lowercase. All righty. So for those of you who are new to me, I am Elizabeth Johnston. I'm an expert in empowering others to take control back of their lives and become who they were really meant to be. And today I want to talk to you a little bit about intuition. Now, some people have a love-hate relationship with intuition. Some people believe in it 100%. Some people don't believe in it. Some people are kind of in the middle, and some people don't even think about it at all. But have you ever had a feeling about something or someone, but you ignored it, and then you were proved right? Well, that's what happens when we ignore our intuition. You know, we get this feeling and we think, oh, well, there's no basis for thinking about that. I don't want to judge people or predetermine what's going to happen. Just want to be open to see how things unfold. And then we're open to seeing how things fold. And what we thought about that situation or that person comes to fruition. And I think that we are born with this faculty, but it isn't nurtured in our society. And so there isn't, you know, a systemized way of prioritizing our intuition or believing in it. But there is a lot of studies that have been done that show that there is something to this. And, you know, if you are, a follower of Joe Dispenza or have watched the documentary, What the Bleep Do We Know, or even are a follower of Dr. Gabor Mate. He is a Canadian physician and now a speaker on the effects of trauma on the body. And you might have also heard the saying that the body keeps score. So, you know, all of that information that the body is accumulating, that is one of our senses, you know, feeling. And we often ignore our feelings. And yet there's this repository within our body that our brains, our mind can access. And another way of saying that is intuition. But we don't have a systemized way of, in our culture, to prioritize that. And when we start paying attention to it, though, it can be like a guiding system. You know, not to say that we're going to make all of our decisions based on intuition, but it's one of those tools in our self-leadership toolkit that can be really powerful. And it can help us, you know, guide us through our decision-making process. You know, that our, with our intuition and our experience and knowledge, when we bring that out from our body and reflect on it and see like, oh, okay, this has been my experience in the past. And every time this sort of thing happened, instead of thinking like, oh no, I'm not going to pay attention to that, maybe we should pay attention to that. Maybe that's going to help us navigate this self-leadership journey with a little bit more ease and grace. And, you know, once we do that, we can make better decisions about how we want to show up today, even better than we did yesterday. Because I believe that intuition is actually an accumulation of our past experiences that we actually can reflect upon and take the best information from those experiences. You know, just like our ancestors, they had knowledge of plants and animals and nature, their environment that allowed them to make better decisions. They had a heightened sensory data and interpretation system that allowed them to make the right decisions for themselves. You know, and in the beginning, yes, it probably was, trial and error, especially in generations before them. But, you know, when you pass on this knowledge culturally and in your families generationally, this can contribute to your repository of intuition. And, you know, it's said that the Inuit have dozens of names for snow. And this ability to look at different types of snow and make decisions for themselves helps guide them on the right path. I mean, it actually determines their survival in some cases, but this was a result of learning from generations past and passing this down through their family history, their cultural knowledge. And then it's, you know, embedded in how they show up in the world. And it seems as if it's like some kind of innate thing or some kind of magic, or maybe it's intuition. And yet it's all about studying, learning, and creating that repository of knowledge for yourself upon which to draw and make better decisions. So today's activities in Empower Your Path, 30 Days of Self-Leadership, they're going to give you the opportunity to connect and check on your reserves of intuition and start creating your own personal repository of knowledge to help you develop the self-leadership skills that you desire. So again, if you haven't joined it, it's free to join. It's at bit.ly/self-leadership2024. And every day on my Facebook profile and on my LinkedIn profile, I give you a variety of activities and inspiring things to think about and reflect upon in your journal. And then when you do that, you can do it on your computer or in a paper journal, however you like to journal and think about these important concepts for your own self-leadership. Then you are invited to come to my page, either on Facebook or on LinkedIn, and share something, you know, an aha moment, something that you found really interesting, something you hadn't thought about before. And it's really just a place to share those things that you're learning. Because when we learn things, when we have these aha moments, we actually can implement them and take action in our life on them when we write them down and then share them with somebody else and create a dialogue, you know, out there with other people on the same journey as you. And so once you post on the daily posts, oh, we're actually on day three here. Once you actually post on there and you get a minimum of 21, then you'll get a prize. And if you post on all 30 of the days, then there are more prizes, which I'll talk about in a moment. But the way to be eligible for those prizes is to sign up. Now, if you're not interested in the prizes, that's perfectly fine. That's just great. But you can still participate. You don't have to sign up if you don't want to. But if you want to be in the running for the prizes, then you do need to sign up at bit.ly/self-leadership2024. Otherwise, just come on a daily basis and interact with the posts. I'm really looking forward to seeing what your responses and aha moments are and what your takeaways are. And today's affirmation is, I trust my intuition to guide me towards the right path. So this is an opportunity for you to start thinking about, you know, how much do I rely on my intuition or not? Maybe I should try doing that. Think about events in your life where maybe you had an inkling that you should have done something, but you didn't, and then you were proved right in the end. You know, think about those opportunities for growth and for creating that repository of knowledge that helps you make decisions from your intuition in concert with your knowledge and expertise and your experience. And the inspiring quote for today is, the only person you should try to be better than is the person you were yesterday. And so when we take a moment to look back and see who we were yesterday, and we can say like, oh, you know, I tried this, I tried that, that didn't work. Let me try this today. And when we start doing that in a conscious way, that helps us build our repository of knowledge and intuition that we can then return to and make better decisions on our self-leadership journey. Daily task today is to write about a past challenge or setback and what you learned from it. Now, this is a wonderful way to gain knowledge and capture it for the present. Kierkegaard said that we live life forward, but we understand it backwards. So we do have to, you know, wherever we are today, take a moment, turn around, look back, and look at all those breadcrumbs that we left going into the forest and experiencing those challenges, you know. And once we experience those challenges, how do we find our way back out of the forest to where we are today? What were those breadcrumbs that we can turn around and look back at and then follow our path to the success that we have today? Then we can make decisions about the success that we want going forward. So those are your activities that you can reflect on. And then, you know, you can do one or all three of those, however you want to do this. But then you are invited to do a journal prompt on the whole thing itself. So, you know, reflect on either the task, quote, or affirmation. Maybe you did all three. Then how did it make you feel? You know, after you've reflected on that, after you've looked at the past and saw a challenge and wrote about what you learned from it, how did that make you feel? Where did it land in your body? What's your body telling you in concert with what your brain is telling you? Because when we are writing in our journals, when we're, you know, typing in things in our computer, mainly it's we're using our brain. We're really brain-powered centered here in North America, but we forget that we have a body, and without this body, we wouldn't be able to do most of the things that we do. And in fact, we probably couldn't even reflect if there was no body. So think about your partner in this self-leadership journey. How is your body feeling? Where do you see the story? In bioenergetic therapy, the main approach in that therapy is to tune into different parts of your body, because the stories are embedded there, and the stories that haven't been processed, haven't been reflected upon and learned from, they can lodge in the body, causing different issues internally and externally. And the whole process is to uncover that. So part of your self-leadership journey can be to tune into your body. What's your body saying? What does your body feel about what you wrote in your reflection or in any of your writings, whether it's for the daily affirmation or the quote or the task? And what are some new insights or connections that you're making as a result of bringing your mind and body together on this issue? On this self-leadership journey. So, Empower Your Path, 30 days of self-leadership. It's a free journey that you can join for free at bit.ly/self-leadership2024. And when you do, that you will be eligible for some prizes. Okay, so what are the prizes? So, everyone who participates on a minimum of 21 posts out of the 30 in the month of April will be gifted an exclusive guide that's going to be compiled from the activities, affirmations, and inspiring quotes that I've shared throughout the 30-day journey. And this resource will be a valuable reference and reminder of the self-leadership principles that you've learned and want to continue implementing in your life. And everyone who gets a perfect score by posting on all 30 posts will have the opportunity to receive personalized feedback on their progress and growth during the journey. Now, In order to be eligible for these prizes for participation, you do need to sign up at bit.ly/self-leadership2024. And I'm really looking forward to seeing your growth and having all of us grow together, because I'm going through this process as well as I'm creating it. I'm also going through it. And it's going to be great to see what other people are taking away from the daily activities. I'm really looking forward to helping you grow on this 30-day journey in April. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you soon. Take care.